it better. You and me together forever and ever. You don't have to worry about a thing. About a thing. No.
You're listening to The Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
And welcome back to The Doherty Report for this Wednesday, hump day, the 16th day of May, 2018. I'm Michael Serio, along with my wife, Elizabeth Doherty. All right, I found what is purported to be Donald Trump's actual birth certificate. Let me open this up because I want to let me turn your mic up there. I want to look at this thing in Photoshop. And because I can blow it up and I can see if there's any kind of inconsistencies here.
If you use Photoshop from the year 2000, it gives you all the layers.
I don't have Photoshop from the year 2000. I got the latest and greatest. Thank you.
I can't find my birth certificate.
Uh-oh.
I think the passport people took it.
Well, that's not good. All right. 150%. Let's look at this thing here. This says certification of birth. It was issued by the City of New York Vital Records Certificate. It says, this is a certificate of the name and birth facts on file in the Office of Vital Records, Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, City of New York. One would dispute that there would be any kind of mental hygiene in the City of New York, but that's another story. Anyway, it's dated. Date of birth, June 14th, 1946. Certificate number 7624 in the borough of Queens. It was filed on 6-17-46, and it was actually issued 5-22-12. Why did they wait until 2012 to get his birth certificate? Or how did they wait? You know, when you try... Okay, wait a minute. Just stop and think about this for a second.
I'm just looking at you.
If you want to get a passport, you have to show a birth certificate. You going to tell me Donald Trump didn't have a passport until 2012? Okay, something stinky here all of a sudden. Name, Donald John Trump. Sex, male. Mother's name is Mary McLeod. Father's name, Fred C. Trump. It was issued by Stephen Schwartz, the city registrar of City of New York.
Mm-hmm.
The date of it is kind of stinky.
Mm-hmm.
Something
it's
smells
kind of like
funny.
Ted Cruz becoming an American citizen while he was running, right before he was running for office.
Yeah, but okay, that's one thing, but Trump would have had to have had a birth certificate to have had a passport issued to him, right? You're going to tell me he didn't get a passport until 2012?
I have a hard time believing that, since he has properties over
around the world. I mean, he couldn't have gone golfing in Scotland without an American passport. How did he get?
I don't know. And neither one of his parents...
Did they lose his birth certificate?
It would say that. It would say replacement or something. But...
Well, it kind of does say that, you know, with the date. 5-22-12.
But does it say replacement?
No, it just says date issued. 5-22-12.
Maybe that's just the latest copy that he got.
Could be. Maybe he had had the passport and it expired, and maybe he had to go back to get a new one and had to get a new birth certificate.
You look like you're really trying to believe this.
You know what? If it said date issued May 22 or June 22, 1946, then there would be like no question whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
I have a copy of my birth certificate that was issued in May of 1961. I've been dragging it around. My mom gave it to me.
Well, neither one of his parents were born in America.
And that's fine. As long as he was born in America, then he was eligible to serve as President of the United States. I'm saying there should be some sort of, if you're going to be elected, before you take the oath of office, you have to show your birth certificate.
Well, I think he has to show it when he files to run or something. I don't know.
I don't either. Now I'm, you know what? I thought that this might have been just, you know, BS. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I mean, yeah. There's no question, in my mind anyway, Obama was a complete fraud and phony from the word
go. Well, there's a YouTube video about Obama's birth certificate. It's somebody dropped it into Adobe from Windows 2000. And back then, you could see each layer of when you were editing something.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see where they overlaid the writing and they overlaid everything. And it was copied from the form was copied from a book. You could see the curve of the book. So they had to remove all of that. And I mean, you could see the whole thing that they went through.
I can see the same thing with the new version of Photoshop. If I have the original PSD, it is what it's called, the original PSD file, which contains all the uncompressed layers, and you can see everything that was done in sequence, you know, how it's all layered to get to that final, you know, piece of artwork. I can see that if I have the original PSD file. I can look at the different layers.
So, 2012, huh?
You know what? If it was some schmuck like you, or like you.
Me?
If it was some schmuck, I meant to say me. If it was some, but I was looking at you and what came out was like the word you. I'm sorry, I wasn't calling you a
Freudian
schmuck. Slip. Oh my God. If it was some schmuck like me, you know, I could explain away not having a birth certificate for 50, 60 years. But if you're Donald J. Trump, the fact that you did not have a birth certificate from, or at least, you know, you may have lost it or some stupid thing like that, and then you didn't get it until you were 60 years old, or 50 years old, I guess. No, he'd be 60. He was born in 46, and this thing was issued in 2012. He was 65, it was 60-some years old.
Maybe it was burned in one of the Trump Tower fires.
Oh. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the audio of this segment of the show, in case you're joining us late, and I'm going to take a picture of Barack Obama's birth certificate and a picture of Donald Trump's birth certificate, and we'll post it on the front of DohertyReport.com in the next hour and let you look for yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm blown away. 2012?
See, you're mocking me.
No, I wasn't mocking you. I was...
Because I was trying to explain that there are different types of birth certificates. Mine is not your normal birth certificate.
I don't care about yours at this point.
And apparently his isn't either. So.
Oh, it's not that it's not a normal birth certificate. This was issued, you know. The weird thing is that it was issued in 2012.
But who issued it?
The city of New York. It's signed by, it's a stamp. Stephen Schwartz, PhD, City Registrar.
City Registrar?
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't know, well, I guess they do. I didn't know they issued birth certificates in the city.
It says, this is a certification of name and birth facts on file in the Office of Vital Records, Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, City of New York. So apparently, you know, in every other city in America, it's the Bureau of Vital Statistics in your state capital. But I guess in New York City, it's called the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene in the city. And maybe that's because the city of New York predates the state of New York.
Not when he was born.
Well, no, I understand not when he was born, but the city of New York, and before that it was called New Amsterdam, predates the colony and the state of New York.
But
so maybe they did keep it locally there in New York City, but I don't care about any of that. The fact that Donald Trump didn't have a birth certificate in 2012, what kind of nonsense is that?
We gotta go.
We gotta go. God!
See, this is why you love me on the show. I always keep it interesting.
I would have been talking about some stupid crap, and then you bring this in. This is important. How did Donald Trump have a birth certificate until 2012?
It's kind of important, I think. But, you know, I don't normally say much about these things.
You should.
I am a wealth of useless information.
All I know is I want the next SOB who stands up there and says, I do solemnly swear to have been born in America. Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Natural born citizen.
We're too dumb to be president of our
own
country.
Apparently.
We gotta have somebody else. So, we'll be right back here tomorrow.